Yeah, will you add Nikolai, N-I-K-O-L-I, Nikolai Cherry.
Cherry?
Like the fruit.
And spoken?
Yes.
We also want to pray for Viola Romero, who's in ICU with congestive heart failure. Our friend and faithful listener, Mignon Serre, is having headaches that won't go away. A young man named Jonathan Dykus, who was in a bad car accident last week, has had 5 surgeries so far. A young lady named Ashlyn Franklin, who was electrocuted in a work accident a couple of weeks ago, she's had 4 surgeries so far for her burns, and she's got more in her future. And she's in a lot of pain despite all of the medicines that she's on. A lady named April who attempted suicide on Sunday. And my friend Angie Strobel's mom, I'm sorry, I don't know what her name is. She's having some health issues, and the doctors were not very kind to her during her tests yesterday and pretty much told her that she was just making it all up.
Okay. A lot of these today, and there's a lot that have gone unsaid. Let's spend a few moments in prayer and just seek the Lord's guidance and healing and direction. Let's pray. Gracious and Almighty God, it seems like today there are a number of prayer requests that have come our way. And I'm always reminded for the number of prayer requests that we receive, there are so many more that go unsaid or unspoken, that are on our hearts, that are in our minds, that we just haven't lifted up. Today, God, we do want to lift up by name Jonathan, Ashlyn, April, Angie Strobel's mom, Viola, Minion, and the unspoken request of Nicola. God, we lift them up to you. Whatever is necessary, we ask for your will to be done. We pray, oh God, that you will fill each one of these people with your spirit. Guide them, direct them, lead them. Heal them, comfort them, wrap your arms around them. We ask that, O God, for all of the prayer requests that are on our hearts that we didn't lift up, for we know you know their names as well. You know where your spirit needs to go out, and we pray, God, that your spirit will be in abundance. And Lord, as we pray these things, we ask for the strength to be your hands, your feet, your voice, your presence. If there is anything that we can do to be helpful, to walk alongside you, to be in partnership with you, then truly be the way, the truth, and the life. Show us your way. Give us your strength. Help us to be your agents of love and mercy. So, Lord, we pray for all of these and others in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue right here in Elk City. They are our sponsor for today, Apostle Casey Elliott.
David Barton is the founder of Wall Builders, a national pro-family organization that presents America's forgotten history and heroes, with an emphasis on our moral, religious, and constitutional heritage. The organizers, they're having an event Monday evening, March 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Good News. That was yesterday.
Okay.
I didn't realize that.
Okay. It's okay.
I'm reading it. Thank you very much.
It's okay.
I still want you to keep going.
It's okay. Thank you. Okay. I didn't even catch it either.
Well, I was thinking, I think that was
your... I'm glad
then
someone...
I looked up the clock, I'm like, yep, it was.
I'm glad someone's paying attention this morning.
I'm stumbling over my words, I guess. Holy Spirit was trying to tell me. Red Rock and Swoda is hosting a drive-through drug take-back day to dispose of unused or expired meds safely, Saturday, April 22nd. There are three locations, Swasu and Weatherford and Sayre and Burns Flat City Hall. They have free at-home disposal kits, medication lock boxes, and Narcan will be available at Elk City and Burns Flat.
A Glow International is having a Glow Spring Advancement this weekend, March 31st to April 2nd. It's already too late to register, but it's okay. We got approved to go and live stream it on the Rock. So if you did not get to register and you're not able to attend in person, stay tuned for our live feeds. Over the weekend, we will be there.
Yay, excited about that. The Refuge Church is now located at the New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
You got the heart to heart. Do you want to read that one or do you want to read that one?
We're kind of... I don't know about Tina, but I'm kind of stumbling this morning. Lord, help me. Thank you, Lord, for your help. Heart to heart. Help, hope, and healing Western Oklahoma. Forgiven and set free. A 4-week compassionate and confidential Bible study designed to help God's suffering and hurting women through the emotional scars and past abortion experience. This study helps women deal with issues such as relief, in denial, depression, anger, letting go, forgiveness, and acceptance. Mondays only, April 3rd through April 24th from 6 to 7. For more information or to enroll, you can call 580-243-2229. Monday through Thursday from noon to 6. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Bardice & Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest for today is Pastor Scott Rogers. before we get back to your your message, would you please pray for the people in Tennessee?
Sure. We talked about that. So when we went on break, we were talking. Mm-hmm. We should have done this earlier, and I feel remiss that we didn't. So I'd like to pray for those that have been affected by the tornadoes in Mississippi and Alabama, Tennessee. Yes. The reality is we're recording this show in Oklahoma, and so we certainly know mm-hmm. about tornadoes and the aftermath and the devastation. And so we want to join in solidarity with them and pray. So let's say a quick prayer for them. Gracious and almighty God, we lift up our brothers and sisters in Mississippi and Alabama, Tennessee, that have been affected by tornadoes. Certainly, God, we know something about that in our part of the world. And so we just want to pray over them, ask your spirit of healing and wholeness to be upon them. Help those who lost loved ones to, as they deal with the aftermath, to find comfort and hope in you. For those that are rebuilding, give them strength. And for those that are simply trying to come to grips with what happened, just pray, oh God, that you will give them your love and your mercy. And so we pray all those things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Would you be so kind and share with the listeners about your church location, times, and service, mm-hmm. and anything else that you would like to share?
Sure, sure. Well, I am the senior pastor at Elk City United Methodist Church, and also at Eric United Methodist Church, and in Chapel Hill United Methodist Church in Clinton. So we serve what we call the Hub, so it's a three churches. For our Elk City people, we have service at 9 o'clock and 11, and the 9 o'clock service is our traditional service, so we do it in our sanctuary, and hymns, and we have an incredible organ and organist, and it's a beautiful, beautiful service. If you enjoy traditional worship, it's beautiful. And then we have a very contemporary service in our Life Center at 11, led by a worship band, I think they do an incredible job. I'm always amazed at how incredible they do. And then our services at Eric are at 9, and our services at Chapel Hill are at 11. So we're getting ready, just like everybody else, for Easter. And so we have an Easter egg hunt coming next Wednesday night at the church. And we'll also have what we call it's a Holy Thursday service. That will be at 6:30 next Thursday night. So not this Thursday, but the Thursday before Easter. And we'll celebrate the Lord's Supper, and we'll also be doing Stations of the Cross to close that service as we reflect on Holy Thursday and Good Friday. So thank you for that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's a neat church. I love serving the three churches that I get the privilege of serving. They're incredible. People are incredible. And just get to do incredible ministry there. So appreciate that. All right. So with the time we have left, I told you that we would come back and now revisit the other half, the other side of the story kind of thing, right? So if you're asking the question that I posed at the beginning, that I was asked multiple times in my life, and by the way, I'm still asked every day, who am I? And I talked about how Jesus talked about who he was and who he is by claiming the I am. Mm-hmm. What does that mean for us? Well, the truth is, we have a ton of modifiers that we use. Many of them relate to things about us. So maybe, we'll say our name. You know, my name's Scott Rogers. You won't say that unless your name is Scott Rogers, and then, hey, you got a cool name. But you'll say your name, right? Or I'm a man, I'm a woman. I live in Elk City, say, or Burns Flat, Oklahoma City, wherever, right? You might say, I am a fan of a certain sports team. Now, you all, I think I've worn my OU stuff. I'm a graduate of OU, so I'm a little partial to the school in Norman. In fact, I'm a lot partial to the school in Norman. I'll just be honest about that. You might identify yourself that way. You might identify yourself by where you went to school. You might identify yourself with what church you go to, or there's a number of ways. Or I'm a member of the Rotary Club here in Elk City, so I might say I'm a Rotarian, right? These are all ways to describe ourselves, okay? And we can describe ourselves pretty well. Like, if I was to just list off the things that I'm part of, it's a pretty exhausting list. Exhaustive and exhausting, both. Probably are true there. But the reality is, I'm a part of a lot of things. And so, if you start thinking about that list, is that my identity? Well, for the outside world, they might see that as my identity because those are the things, you know, it's the clothes I wear, right? All right, I might wear a Star Wars shirt or an OU shirt, or I wear a robe on Sundays, you know? There's ways to identify from the outside what I'm part of. But the thing is, that doesn't always get to the heart of who I really am. Tells you what I do, what I'm part of, what I'm passionate about. But those are all external things. What's the internal? Sometimes I think we forget to do that inventory. Now, in our particular tradition, we practice the season of Lent. So the 40 days before Easter, not counting Sundays. So that started for us on Ash Wednesday, which was 40 days, not counting Sundays, before Easter. And so during these 40 days leading up to Easter, we talk about this being a time of self-reflection, of looking deep within ourselves, putting a mirror up to ourselves to really see who we really are. We talk about it being introspective and seeing those places that maybe we're hiding from ourselves or trying to hide from God. That doesn't work very well, but trying to hide from God. So that we open those up, we speak those out, we let those go so that the light of Christ truly can fill us. So that by the time we get to Easter, the day of resurrection, our hearts are open and ready to receive. They're full of grace and love and ready to receive all that the resurrection offers. And so for us, Lent is an extremely important time of the year. And so what we've been doing actually in our tradition during these 40 days is really looking at that question, who am I? And looking at it though in light of who Jesus says he is. So the first part of the program I went through pretty extensively who Jesus says he is, right? I am, you know, gate and shepherd and all that stuff. But I think it's important for us to find out who we are as individuals in light of who Jesus says he is. Because that's where we truly find who we really are. And so I want to go individually with those, and I want to think about that again. If Jesus is the gate, then what does that mean for me? It makes me ask the question, am I a sheep of his fold? Come on. Am I in his pen, so to speak? We know people, sometimes it's been us, who've been outside the pen. Where is your relationship with God right now? That's really who you are. Are you in the fold or not? If you're not, guess what? We have a very incredible, forgiving God who will let you back in. If you're in, great. Stay in. You know what I mean? Jesus says, I'm the light. You know, one of the things that often hits me is when I try to do things in the strength of my own spirit, as opposed to the strength of God's Spirit. When I decide the direction for my life. Have you ever done that? Decided, this is how I'm doing this. Jesus is the light of the world. He is the one who illuminates the darkness, that shows us the path. So when I think about that for myself, am I part of God's fold? Am I in his group? Do I allow Jesus to light the way for me? Or am I still wandering over here or outside in the darkness, trying to find myself and falling over stuff that's in my way? Which, by the way, sometimes I'm in my own way.
Come on. Yep.
When I think about who I am a sheep. Bah. And as a sheep, there's something about knowing that there's a shepherd who's willing to leave the 99 to come find me. I can't think of anything better than the words of John Newton. For I was lost, and now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. We're found. We can be part of the flock. Our way is guided. We are found. Jesus says, I am the bread. We are nourished. We don't have to go in the strength of ourselves. We go in the strength of God's Spirit. Part of who we are is the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Part of who we are, if we get past all the other stuff, is that we are people that truly have the Spirit of Christ working in us to give us strength when the journey is hard, to give us hope when despair seems to be winning the day, to keep us focused on God when everything else wants our attention. We don't do this alone, because Jesus says, remember, he says, I am the bread of life. I am your nourishment. We are the receivers. We are sustained by Christ. That's who we are. Jesus says, I'm the vine. By the way, in that one, Jesus actually tells you who you are. I'm the vine. You are the branches. Branches have to stay connected to their vine. You cut a branch, it eventually withers and dies. That has to stay connected. Jesus is our connection. That's who we are. We are connected people. We are connected to the vine. That's why, you know, there's three of us in this room. That's why we're connected, because we're connected through Christ. That's how we're connected with you. We're connected. So think about all these words that we're coming up with. I am the way, the truth, the life, Jesus says. I'm a person who's experienced the salvation of God. Jesus showed me the way back. When, quite frankly, I've done a lot of twisting and turning trying to get away. Jesus, that's who Jesus is. Jesus shows us how to come back to the Father. The way, the truth, the life. That's who we are. We are people who come back. And who are given a way back. Because look, if we could earn it, that'd be a whole different conversation. But we can't. We need Jesus. We need Jesus to be the way, the truth, the life. We can't find our way back without him. And finally, the I am the resurrection. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. We are reborn. Renewed, resurrected in spirit, dying to our old self and rising with Christ. All those beautiful words of Paul, right? This is who we really are. Underneath all of that facade, underneath all of the pretense and the blind spots and the not wanting to look in deep, this is who we really are. It all comes back to me, to the way when I teach writing testimonies. In fact, just the other day, I was teaching how to write a basic faith story, a basic testimony, to a group of middle school and high school students. And the first thing that I always do is I tell them, put on the make line one, you know, what is your name and how do you want to be identified? And so when I start my testimony, my faith story, it's always, I am Scott Rogers, I am a child of God. That's how I start. Some people start with their name and follower of Jesus, or, you know, created in God's image, or there's any ways you could put that, whatever speaks to you. But I reminded them, I actually did this exercise one time where I was talking about who am I, and we were talking about all these things, and I was teaching faith stories, and the person said, I don't know. I said, okay, what do you know? Well, all I wrote down was my name. So let's just use mine, just make it simple. You know, I am Scott Rogers. That's all the person could put. But you know what I told them? That's enough. You know why? John 10 says that Jesus knows his sheep and he knows them by name. Yeah. So if you wrote your name down, Jesus knows who you are. I want you to think about that for a moment. Yeah. At the most fundamental levels, this is who we really are. We are created in God's image. We are redeemed by the blood of Christ. We are empowered by God's Holy Spirit. This is who we really are. Now, I would guess that if I was to ask you who you are, who, you know, who am I, we'd probably give you everything under the sun. But if you really, really struggle and you look underneath everything else and you take off all of that other stuff and you realize that down at your core, I am the product of the I am. I am a child of the I am. This is who I really am. You find out what really matters. You find out who I really am. And I think, friends, when we do that, when we begin to know ourselves a little bit better, I find that freeing. I have no other way to say it. Liberating, maybe. Because I don't have to lie anymore. You know what, Jesus? I'm a sinner in need of your grace. When I look inside and I really get serious, that's the truth. You know, oh, Jesus, I'm doing good. I'm good. We're good. We're tight, you know. I'm a sinner in need of your grace. And Jesus says, well, I'm the one who can forgive you. I'm the one that'll give you life. That's how you get to that deeper relationship. By knowing who Jesus is. By knowing who you are. And by basically answering the question of the day. Who am I? For Jesus, it was, I am. And for us, I am a child of God. Amen.
Can we take just a moment and say a prayer for the people? Is it in Tennessee? Nashville?
Yes, we also want to pray for them
as well. School.
Yes. Gracious God, we want to pray for what happened in Nashville. That's my prayer. Lord, I want to pray for the families of those six who were killed, the three children, the three adults. I want to pray for the family of the person that perpetrated this. I don't even know what they're feeling. I can't even imagine it on any of those sides. But Lord, I just want to say this aloud. I'm tired of having to come pray about school shootings. The brokenness in our world is so real. And I ask, oh God, for you to place your hand of healing and wholeness upon us. Help us find a way so that we don't have to keep coming to you praying about these school shootings. We pray for that entire community and all those that are there to pick up the pieces. And we ask that you give them strength in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We appreciate you, sir. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you know I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor Scott Rogers. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.